Welcome to the Murphy Show with Scott and
Noah.
And we're back for part two with our guest Brandon, or Batman.
Announce yourself,
sir. Announce yourself.
He fucked it up.
I messed it up.
You took my punchline. That's how you do that? You just ran in there, stole the joke?
Hey, dude. Hey.
He's got to make everything about himself.
He's like the fucking Riddler. He ain't even Batman. He can never stole my name.
You know what?
Yeah, don't get, you better not have your boots on. I see you look down.
Let's talk
that
about...
That still hurts.
Hey, let's talk about Noah trying to get one over on Brandy here.
Oh.
No. No.
No.
Shut up. I was not trying to get anything over on anyone.
I was not part of any of this.
That's fucked up. It's not even open. I suggested. I bet if I open this and drank it, you drink some too.
I know he would.
Oh, you.
I know he would.
You know he would.
I know he would.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what he's saying? He knows I would, but his hind end will be sleeping on my couch tonight.
I would have to be.
I mean, that's fine if you want to.
I cannot. If I ain't home by 1 a.m., Bubba...
Who's going to get you?
The warden.
Mm-hmm.
What warden?
His non-existent fucking...
Bitch this week.
Oh, this week? You better watch what you say.
How many of them do you have?
You better watch what you say.
Oh, I'm an open book, fellas.
How many do you have?
He gets all up on the mic.
Damn near almost put that shit in your mouth. He's like,
how many do you have?
Everybody's real fucking curious about me all of a sudden. I thought we were talking about Noah.
Let's ask. What's up, buddy?
Hey, you ever heard that saying, open mouth, insert foot?
Well,
squeaky wheel gets the grease.
I am 300 pounds. This foot never came to this mouth.
God damn.
Okay, but anyway... Which warden are you afraid of this week?
Oh, just one of them.
What's her name?
Name her?
Bob.
So, which one? Jen?
Oh, God. We're naming names?
No, yes.
Not Jen.
Nikki?
Jen. Oh, God.
Mariah?
Oh, my God.
What's that one? What was her name? Caitlin?
Oh, man.
Wow. He's trying your shit.
Why are you calling him out? At least four more.
He's calling you the fuck out.
Yes.
He can't get me. He can get me for, you know, the past, but he can't get this present, you know?
I mean, if we want to talk about the present.
A present? Who's getting a present?
I would love a present.
Not you, probably.
Okay, but you anyway, which warden is coming after you? Which warden's coming after you?
Just
today?
One of them, you know.
What's her name?
Her name.
Why you keep trying to change the subject?
Why are you trying to change?
We don't disclose public information like that. This is not the
courthouse. No. You said you were an open book.
An open book.
Open that book.
Open the book. We don't open books.
You said you were an open book.
Open it up.
Can we turn the page? That book can be open.
Open it up.
Get a new chapter, slap a new page, rip that one out.
Come on, buddy. Where's it at?
I don't know.
What page number are we at?
What?
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm still on page one. I want to know.
Who's the warden?
Who's the warden?
Yeah, which one is it? I'm kind of curious.
There's a warden, and it's vicious.
Who is it?
What was that?
I'm assuming another soda.
It sounded like it was partly full.
It shouldn't have been.
It was.
Is it open? Oh, that sounds open.
No, that sounds
there's
like it's still got something
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. They're not very full.
Not very full.
They're literally, it's like,
they're
you know
in
when,
my windows.
You know when, you know they're fucking, they weren't.
Roaches in the,
they
the
shut
auditorium.
Up. No, they were literally, you know, like when you drink
okay,
some,
whatever,
all that's left
anyway.
Over is nothing but fucking.
Who's the warden?
Oh, we're back on that.
Yes.
I thought we really flipped that real quick.
Oh, yeah, how quickly you try to change the subject.
Well, it's a person and I got a bedtime.
Hey,
at 1 a.m.
Hey, all you gotta say, brother, is if you scared, you scared.
I'm scared as hell. And you'd be scared too.
I would be.
You'd be scared.
See, that's the difference between his generation and mine.
I don't think so.
Okay? Here we
okay,
go.
Okay, I don't
again.
Think so. I don't think so. All right.
See, call his wife right now and tell her.
I got you. Oh, I'll call her.
Just something ridiculous. Let's come up with something. Let's see. Honey, they're lying. He's gonna freak out.
All right, tell me what we're gonna say.
It ain't gonna work out because you know he's under oath here.
You know he makes up shit
oath.
All the.
Hey,
what the
what?
Fuck are you looking for?
I had a phone somewhere.
Why does it matter? You say you don't need it all the time.
Oh, there it is. There it is. No, I was going to call her.
You
was
going to work. No, I got to.
No, well, ain't call her.
That ain't going to work.
How? We have to call because we have to act like we're saying something.
He's going to pretend like nothing's wrong.
He's going to pretend, but it doesn't matter if we're both on the same side. All right, what are we going
to
say?
I don't know. We'd have to lie. Because he hasn't done nothing.
About?
I don't know. Something she'd be pissed about.
What would she be mad about?
I don't know. We have to. That's hard. But I'm just saying, if she was angry, you'd be scared.
No. Her and I have what is called a good relationship.
Oh.
And she knows if I tell her I said something. She knows I'm going to tell.
So what if you fucked up and she's pissed off?
About what?
Who gives a shit about what? Would you or would you not be scared?
No, I wouldn't be scared.
I'd be
because,
petrified.
Because guess what? Whether you want to believe it or not, she was a person before her and I got together. And I was a person before her and I got together. And if I told her I was going to do something and she didn't like it, she would feel comfortable with saying, I don't think you should do that.
And if you do, I'll cut
And
you.
If I do, she says, I will be supportive right up to the point where you're in the ground.
I mean, that shit makes sense.
She said, anything after that, fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my wife, she loves me, and you boys are just jealous. Because
I didn't even fucking say nothing.
You guys are jealous that neither one of you guys have somebody that is.
Wow! Fuck off, man!
I'm not gonna lie. I enjoy hoes. Alright?
Hoes?
And that shit right there. And right there is what? What do you mean you don't need a wife?
I don't need a
hoes? You know what? You might like hoes until you come home with something that scouring powder and an SOS pad won't take off.
Yeah, honestly, I think...
You're the motherfucker that comes home and says, Mom, Dad, I'm going to die in 6 weeks. I got herpagana syphilis. Because it would be easier to say that.
I'm not in no rush, bro. That's the thing.
There's
I
no
don't.
Rush. There's
I don't
into.
Fuck for
hey,
no
hey,
reason.
Hey, hey.
Oh, I definitely do.
I don't.
Why?
So what's so bad about the simple fact I ain't got no one, huh?
No, I'm not saying
you called me
happened.
Out. You
I
just
said me
did.
Out. I said
you want
you
me
are
to rewind?
Jealous. I said you are jealous that you don't have someone.
So what is that?
What is that?
What
jealousy.
Is that? That's
that
jealousy,
jealousy
of,
that you don't have somebody.
And I didn't even fucking say none. I was sitting here in silence.
And you just want to talk shit to me, and I didn't say nothing to you.
You're the one that wants to call Brandy and start shit.
I wasn't start. You said let's
you said,
do
how
it.
How are we going to?
Hey,
I said
you
do
didn't
it.
See me grab my
so
phone
what the fuck did I do when you said do it?
You grabbed your phone and was going to make up a story,
and
he and told
you.
And you
already said do it, so I was doing what you said, correct?
But you were willing to make up a story
with
and
your
he
saying.
Told you,
with
I
your
told
saying.
You, tell her whatever you want.
But
it's
it was
not
with
matter.
Your saying, though. So how was I making up the story if you said for me to do it? I was doing what you told me to do.
Oh,
boom.
You're not
going to
turn this garbage around
I'm
on me.
I'm not going to turn it around on you.
Hey,
I
don't, you know
what? I'm just hitting you with...
Don't hit the thing.
What'd that do to you? What'd the dresser
our
do?
Our studio is not meant for that type of abuse, buddy. That,
what studio?
That damn TV will fucking
we're in the studio.
Wow, he's what? Just being
he's,
mean.
He's just on it today.
He's just being
you,
mean.
You got knocked over four half cans of soda.
Those
I
are
wouldn't
not,
have had to that, worry about knocking over four half cans of soda if somebody would drink them instead of setting them on top of the
it's this
dresser.
Much.
Oh,
in there.
Whatever.
I don't
whatever.
Drink the last
Anywho,
bit.
That's gross.
Exactly.
You
thank
guys,
you.
Okay. Why
thank
are
you.
You and
he
you?
Agreed.
Okay. Agree. Agree to disagree.
What
I, don't
agree? I don't even know what the hell we got on here no more.
I don't
you either. Two took off.
Well, I mean.
It's not my fault.
Oh,
you
I'm
can't
getting
keep
herpes.
Up.
I'm getting herpes. I forgot. I'm back. All right. I'm
okay.
Getting herpes because I don't like relationships. I just, you know.
You just like.
To have a little booty and go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that. What else do I need? Someone
how many have you fell
anything?
Asleep on top of?
Sleep? I don't go to sleep.
He likes to look at him and say, hey.
I'm a bottom guy, all right? I'm a bottom guy.
Look at him.
Look
did
at
you
me.
Honestly
you see me
think
doing
that
any
going,
physical
he's
activity?
Not gonna,
these
he,
hips are the strongest
hey,
hips, all right? They got
the
a 600
thing,
pound weight limit on these hips. The I've been with some big bitches, all right? These hips don't lie, all right?
He's the type of guy, if he gets him a small girl, he jumps up. Splats are all
that
over
that bitch breaks.
Break
what you mean?
I will pick her up, turn
okay.
her upside down.
But anywho, one of those,
like it's a fucking product.
Well, here's the thing. The sad part is, Brandon.
Sometimes you gotta pay for it.
He's talking about paying to get a disease.
Oh, I thought you said play.
Play with
no,
it.
No, pay.
Play for it.
You pay for it.
Pay for it.
I thought you said play for it.
And I know what town you're from, buddy. I know what town
you're
from. He's
the type of motherfucker to accidentally pay for his cousin.
Fuck yeah.
What?
That's disturbing. That's helpful.
Yeah, he's sick, dude.
That's sick.
I mean, you're from Marion. What do you expect?
I mean, you know, when you go into those types of places, you know, you don't get sick.
Why does it sound like he's agreeing with it?
I think he's actually, let me, here's the question. How many of your family members have you been with?
Whoa.
36.
Do you see that big ass fucking bug?
36.
You
some
are
beetles
freaking
flying
Ill,
around.
Dude.
He is
ill.
36?
No. Yes.
Family member? Yeah, aunts, cousins, grandmas, aunts, nieces.
Nieces?
I have no nieces.
Whoa!
All the grandparents are dead.
He is ill.
Yes.
He has some major, major issues, man.
Yeah, you got
so
some
anyway.
Problems.
Anyway. Now, where
we're talking about how I hate commitment. I'm going to end up with a disease.
Okay,
and I'm almost a Kentucky redneck fucking family. That's what
you
sounds...
said you're part of
no,
the
no,
Kentucky?
No, that's what we've gotten to. That's what we've gotten to.
Okay,
so far.
Well, we're going to leave you alone for a minute.
You guys don't like my background story? I thought I was going swell for a minute.
I'm almost afraid to continue. You said you've been with 36 of your family members. You're the type of motherfucker that goes to a wedding to get a fucking date.
No, you go to the family reunion.
That too.
He said you go to the family reunion.
That too. Dude, you were ill, man.
You crack me up. That's funny as hell.
Sometimes, you know, you just gotta bust one out of the broom closet at the fucking Wendy's, you know? You don't care who it is.
So you have family reunions at the Wendy's?
Well, no, I skipped the family part. I'm just saying.
You know,
we're back on herpes.
Yeah, you got the herpes.
We're back on herpes, buddy.
But anyway. Here's the deal.
This one time, I did it at a hospital. Listen, check this
out.
Whoa,
you did it at a hospital?
In the room. All right, so we did it in the room. And then, like, I got up, you know, because, you know, I'm pouring a goddamn sweat. And then the nurse comes in, was asking me. I was like, bro, can I get an ice water? Not thinking, I'm over here half panting. Like, this dude's looking at me like oh, my God.
They caught you.
No, they didn't catch me. Like, I was done. Like,
it's like him walking upstairs. It takes
you
30
minutes.
You know,
it's like, yeah, like, get to the top of the stairs. Like, oh, goddamn. I could really use a lemonade stand. dude just so happened to come in. I was like, yes, can I get some ice water? And he was just like appalled for a little second. Like, yeah, man, I got you. It never dawned on me until like 15, 20 minutes later after I drank my water. Like, bro, that was so obvious what you just happened in here. Yep. There might have been a couple, you know, a couple bumps on the wall on the other side behind that curtain. Like, maybe. But yeah,
wow.
It was a good time. That was fun. That's
do you
fun.
Want to
you ever done it?
Person?
You ever done that on the beach?
The name thing.
Hey, time's
the
out.
Name
rewind.
Thing.
You ever fucked on a beach?
A beach? Hey. Yeah, actually. Listen to this.
I've done that before.
It was kind of like the beach, but it was like down the way from the beach in the woods, but the water's still going around. So
no, I did it right
edge.
On the beach.
These boats.
You ever done
it was
on the
wide
beach?
Open. It was wide open, and these guys were on their boats. It was broad daylight. All right. And
daylight.
I swear.
Ballsy.
I promise you, broad daylight. These guys are going by in their boat, and I'm looking at them. I was like, I really hope they can't see me, but I will.
You
there's
know
no nothing.
See.
You know
I,
they
yeah,
saw.
Bro, that's all I realized
you know.
That. After
I bet they were
boat,
like, what is that out there doing
this
that?
This looked like a damn deer fucking chicken. But yeah, broad daylight. Boats are going by. Boom, boom. Yep, that was a good time.
Yeah, no, I did it at night on the beach.
At night on the beach.
Yeah.
I mean,
live life to the fullest. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Where's the weirdest place you ever fucked? Real question. Where's the weirdest place?
God, weirdest place I've ever had sex.
Yeah, weirdest. And it's got to be funny. It can't just be some dumb
in a
shit.
Baseball dugout?
No! Wait, swear. Swear to God, no.
Baseball dugout, been there. Oh, and the thing. What's the thing? The box with the stairs. That thing.
I yeah, see
press
the
box.
Yeah, been there too.
I mean, yeah. I haven't done nothing crazy but the beach. I've done it in a car before.
A car? So yeah. Is everyone in the 70s. That's what I'm saying. See them that ain't there. Nothing. Come on now. That ain't much. I want on an airplane. I think that'd be cool.
Bust Mile High Club?
Yeah, man. Bust that off the list.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Like, why does everyone think that smoking weed in the middle of a fucking airplane would be more fucking wow than fucking on an airplane?
I don't know.
I could see me doing both.
You're a jackass.
At the same time.
Why?
Well, not like light something up, but you know.
You know they got them wild fucking smoke alarms in airplanes now, right? In the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never been on a plane before.
Really?
Yeah. See, that's why crazy. I said both things at the same time. First.
I don't understand him, why that's
airplane,
a fucking...
Him on an airplane, this is what I could see after he freaking wiggles back and forth and actually gets down in the seat.
Oh, the seat's
serious? The first time...
Aren't that bad.
The first time they hit turbulence, he's like this. Wide-eyed.
His ears are going to start popping.
No.
Ears are going to pop.
This will be me.
Shove a chunk of coal up his ass. By the time you land, you will have a diamond.
Nope. You know, getting... Nope. Not saying I have. Just saying that I feel like it is very easy. Hold on a easy.
Second. Are you saying that you
have? I have not. Okay, we're saying not. I have not. I have not. I have not. Repeat. I have not. But... I feel like getting a cart through security at an airport's relatively easy.
Check this. I did it at a football game. Scared me. Oh,
a football game?
I went to a Cleveland Browns game, all right?
I did that at the NASCAR race.
Well, I was scared. Listen, why? That's it was nothing. In my back pocket, all right? I've never been to a football game ever in my life. I never went through a metal detector. I've never went through wands and all that bullshit. Your wallet. I've never in my life had to do any of this, okay? I go through this. My buddy B-Ball, he has a pen in his pocket. It didn't bing. He went all the way through. I'm right behind him. I walked through, it said, bleep, 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 bleep. And then he's like, it lit up his chest. I said, get it out of me. And they started cracking up. I was cracking up. And they started cracking up. And they were like, just come here, sir. And I was like, get it the fuck out of me, man. It's in my chest. I swear to God I didn't play nothing there. Get it out. Like, bro was cracking up. And he's like, just empty out your pockets. And I was like, all right. So, like, I empty out my pockets.
Hold on a minute. Do you wear your pants like fucking Urkel
man,
from the 90s?
I swear.
With your pockets
I swear. It make no sense. Make no sense. He said his whole chest lit up. I said, get it out of me. So they were laughing. They were laughing. I was laughing.
So am I an android?
I swear. I would do some shit like that to make them laugh. So I had it in my backpack. He said, empty out your pockets. I put my hand in every pocket and did not pull that out, obviously. Put my whatever the fuck I had in my hand on the table. They wanted me down again. Said I was all good. Go this way. Like, dude, high-five me. Said it was funny. Like, whatever. So I went into the game. But, yeah, that was my first time going into a football game. And, yeah, this whole chest lit up. Where? Get it out of me.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, it's pretty easy to get.
But
that
yeah, it didn't go off. And I went to the hospital, like the ER, took Cal there like a couple days ago. This big ass hunking thing was in my back pocket.
They don't pay attention at the hospital, bro.
Yeah, but the metal detector didn't go off. Like
they have metal detectors at the hospital.
Yes, they have metal detectors at the hospital.
You have to when you walk in the front door, bro. There's security and a metal detector.
Not at the one in Tiffin.
Well,
no, not at the one in Tiffin, but
we got. Pillheads and drug addicts and drunks.
Well, you know, I mean, Maryland.
Maryland
City. That's exactly what it is, too. Marion is heroin city. They have more freaking overdoses in one day than
I think. How did you just unintentionally put Marion and heroin into one word?
Because I'm good like that. Maryland. I'm good that way. But anyway.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, yeah. All right. So, we've gotten through that.
That was pretty fucking funny.
Him getting...
Did you see that fucking... the boat hitting the damn...
Bridge?
Did you see that?
I was listening to your last podcast, and you tried to bring up the Simpsons thing, all right? And you shut it down really quickly. I'm not gonna lie. He doesn't
fuck with it.
Yeah, and that's something everyone really kind of gets into. That is a subject, but
Simpsons is a real deal thing. Dude.
I understand what you guys are saying, but
you haven't watched it, have you?
You don't understand.
That's why.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody wants. Here's my problem with that. Okay. Here's my problem with that. yes, it did see some things. It did show some things.
Dude,
back
it predicted
then.
Like
it's
everything.
It's winky dinks, is what they are.
What the fuck?
Because there's only one person and one thing that can tell when the world's going to end and what's going to happen.
See, you're just a possibility into believing into anything other than what you know. That's what I feel like.
We don't know for sure 100% anything.
Of anything, yeah, so I agree.
Okay,
so.
Now, here's my question to you.
Okay.
If the Simpsons was right once and somebody goes, they can make that happen.
What do you mean?
If I draw up, okay, if 20 years ago I predicted that you were going to fall off of my porch on this day and break your leg and end up meeting whatever.
Okay, yes.
You see that, you walk off there. It's almost like that deja vu thing.
Yeah.
Okay, deja vu, people say you can see things. I'm not going to deny that. You do have visions of the future.
Okay.
I've done it myself. I've been in a situation and I've been like, in like 3 seconds, there's a guy with a plate going to come around that corner, and I'll be daggum, here he comes. I'm not denying that.
Okay.
But some major events can be drawn into belief.
So you're saying what they're predicting creates itself by the prediction that they're making?
I'm just saying. That
is that
saying
what you're saying? Like I'm not trying to sound fucked up, but they predicted 9/11 in fucking The Simpsons, right? Am I not?
But did they predict it happening on 9/11?
I could have sworn. Know. Well, I know they predicted Donald Trump.
Okay.
They predicted
no,
that.
No, they didn't predict anything.
Well, they put in a long fucking time ago that Donald Trump was going to be president before it happened. They predicted that.
I'm not saying they're not.
But wait.
It's a chance of luck.
Here.
It's just like, no, it's not here. It's just like I said. Sometimes people have a vision of the future, of something that happens, and then somewhere along the line, somebody puts that in there. If I put in there, if I have a vision of that guy coming around the corner, okay, and I draw that into a cartoon, and that guy comes around the corner, somebody's going to say, you know what, he's seen that 20 years ago. So maybe everything that he sees is going to happen. Okay?
I'm not saying... No, it's not like that. Like, they don't predict everything, but...
No, I'm not saying they do, but they've been lucky on a few things.
Honestly, if you watch the videos, like I feel like you'd think it'd be a little weirder than just luck.
No.
Like these people are wearing the exact clothes, the exact colors, patterns, like in the cartoons, like and then really happen, and they'll catch those pictures like perfectly. Like
but the problem is everybody's putting what the Simpsons says. Well, they've got it right 4 times.
I got
so,
something
hold
that
on.
Holds your point.
Okay, go for it. All right,
you ready?
I guess.
Many characters from the fan favorite shows will travel to London for its iconic sights, and The Simpsons is no different. One of these trips comes with a strange prediction as Lisa's future, which is one of the characters on the show.
Yeah, I know who Lisa is.
I'm letting them know. Lisa's future is a predicted and flash forward portrays her meeting with a fellow university student named Hugh Parkfield during a trip to London. A blink and you'll miss it shot shows a familiar looking pointy building behind Tower Bridge, which is recognizable to too many London locals and tourists who know it today as the Shard. The only issue, the Shard hadn't been built yet at the time the episode aired, as it would be only starting to be constructed in 2009. Making its spot on location and silhouette just a few of the weird predictions from this particular 1995 episode. So that episode was made in 95 and they built that in 2009. So that's something that you could say they basically...
I'm not saying that...
People
say, you know...
You got a...
Got a what?
You got a thing on the computer.
On the computer.
I know. Oh, it's a stink bug. Stink bug. Fucking thing.
Okay. I'm not saying...
That son of a bitch was on me.
I'm not saying that some of the stuff isn't the same. I understand that. But there's been too many times that people are like, ooh, well, I better go watch The Simpsons so I know what happens.
Okay, I got a quick thing also on top of that. A counter against what you said. The outbreak of the Ebola shit.
Ebola?
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was.
That was a real thing.
They predicted that long before it fucking happened. What's your explanation on that?
Like I just said, I'm not taking away from... There's too many people that will believe that The Simpsons is going to tell them tomorrow, oh, I better go watch what The Simpsons, what happens on The Simpsons after Donald Trump comes down the escalator to know what's going to happen in the future.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay, too many people put their beliefs in the TV. And they believe that The Simpsons are going to tell them what tomorrow is going to hold. Nobody knows what tomorrow holds. Does that mean that if The Simpsons come out with an episode that said in 2026, the world is going to end, do you know what's going to happen? Everybody that believes that is going to start doing a bunch of crazy shit, expecting the world to do.
That'd be pretty fucking spectacle.
But can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
I get what you're saying, but isn't, like, who's to say that The Simpsons, like, that's the same as saying the news is doing the same bullshit that you're saying. People listen to the news to hear about what's going on every single day, when who's to say that's not a controlled environment?
It is a controlled environment.
But some people look at The Simpsons for, not to say what the news doesn't say, but I'm not saying the fucking Simpsons is true, but I'm just saying the simple fact of what you're saying
is
everyone looks at
it. But I'm just saying it's pretty weird and cool. Like, I don't get
it. It is cool. I fuck with it. I'm not saying it's true. But all I'm saying is the same thing that you're saying. Everyone looks at the fucking news looking for what's happening in the world and what happened tomorrow.
The news isn't predicting what's happened tomorrow. The news is telling you what has already happened.
Yeah, but sometimes they're saying what could happen.
Yes, they are.
But that's my point.
Okay, but that stuff holds just the same amount of weight as the damn Simpsons with me.
Okay, I see what you're saying, man.
Okay, the Simpsons aren't going to convince me that tomorrow is guaranteed. The Simpsons are not going to convince me that the Eiffel Tower is going to fall tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
they're not. I mean, it may happen, but they're not going to convince me by watching an episode that it's going to. Nor is a news broadcaster going to tell me, "Well, the Eiffel Tower is going to fall tomorrow." I would say, wait till tomorrow gets here, and we'll see. Okay, the only way that we know for sure if that Eiffel Tower, or in this example, is if they video the people demolishing it by strapping C4 to it, and they say, tomorrow at this time, we plan to push this handle down in this box and it's going to blow it up. You know, that's the only way. But there's people out there that they believe that everything that it's on The Simpsons is going to happen.
I don't believe that. I was just...
You don't believe that there's people that...
No, I'm saying I don't believe that.
And that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying some of the shit that they have said that's going to happen has happened, and it's pretty
crazy.
And
I'm not denying
Even the Apple Vision shit, they predicted that.
Apple Vision.
You know what episode I'm talking about, right?
Here we go.
I don't remember.
He doesn't remember, and my Android
that my wife calls me on, Android up there.
What about it?
Well, I'm just telling you, Android up there, that's what I talk to, that motherfucker right there, that little flat thing that you like to call a phone that I call Android, because apparently that's its name.
That's not its name. You said that. You did, not me.
Yes, you're right, I did. Because
so
you
then
tried
why
to
are you
me?
Saying it like that? I
hey,
talked about
Gary.
I talked
you
about
made,
Gary, like
Gary?
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
No, that's not Gary. That's iPhone.
Yeah, but I named him Gary.
And
what's
his
pronouns?
Buddy is the iCloud.
What's its pronouns?
If it's pronouns, you want to know my phone's fucking pronouns? Don't get me started.
Okay. Anywho.
Oh, shit.
So we've got through all of that now.
Are you good?
About what?
You're a little aggressive tonight.
I'm being aggressive. I'm not being aggressive.
A little bit on some topics, you get a little passionate.
Get a little passionate.
I do get a little passionate about some things, yes, because I either believe or I don't believe, and I think it's ignorant, the things that some people do believe. I do believe that I am passionate on some subjects, yes.
What do you think about the president?
Here we go. 30-minute conversation.
Kickle and kick back.
That guy, you know, jackass. Here's the thing. That guy right there,
I just got us
he needs to go to sleep and, like, freaking stay asleep.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Because this is the president? You're going to get on here live and diss the president?
I'm not going to diss him. You know,
he's doing the best he can. The motherfucker's 90 years old. What do you... He's out there, 60
here
press
at the White House
residence.
We make,
you know,
our
what?
Presidents feel
that
like
dude,
or residents
I,
feel
I
like
really
presidents.
And truly think Something I like really that. And truly think that this world would be better if
dear God.
He wouldn't have sold
what?
If he wouldn't have sold it.
Sold what?
Our country.
He sold it.
Yes, he has sold.
We are owned by the Chinese.
We are now China?
No. Well, he likes to try to make us believe that we're still Americans. But we are... That's the reason... And Russia. That's the reason he won't go after Russia. They own him. The Russians own him, and so don't the Chinese. Yeah, they do.
He just sold all of...
We're made by China.
We're made by China. Our goddamn... Each state should say that in the right-hand corner.
Made by China.
Made by China.
I mean, I know you guys are sitting here laughing and everything, but if you think about it, the reason that everything in this country is so expensive is because he shut down the oil pipelines, okay? He has shut that down in this country. I don't know exact numbers, but I do know that this country has more than enough oil to run itself for multiple years. Okay, and then he wants to say, well, you know what? We need to go to electric cars. Well, that's easy for you to say, fucking Sleepy Joe, when the American people are buying gas for your 30-car fucking motorcade that burns more gas in 10 minutes than a normal U.S. city does. And you don't have... He don't pull up to a pump and pay for it. Taxpayers do. Taxpayers pay for him to go. Everywhere he wants to go. Every time he decides he's going to go back to... Where in the hell's he from? I just have him to
tell you the time. I think it's friendly,
Connecticut?
Friendly nursing home. I don't know. Where,
I can't...
Sunnyside nursing home?
What are you, Toy Story?
Sunnyside nursing
home. But anyway, whatever city he's from and country, county or state or whatever... that he wants to go back to every freaking weekend so he could sit on a beach or be on a vacation. Okay? The American people are paying
good?
For that.
I'm good, buddy.
The American people are paying for that. Okay? Hmm. I mean, think about it. He's telling you that you have to have an electric car and you cannot have a gas stove. Because it's bad for this, what is it, environment. But yet, he can get into a up-armored limousine.
Oh, I wish.
Okay? With umpteen bodyguards. All right?
And why do you love it so much?
I just got it.
In
never tried it.
Multiple... SUVs with
taste different.
The thing is, he's telling Do as I say, not as I do. And then when he goes back to wherever he goes on vacation, Air Force One, I'm sorry, that airplane doesn't run off of freaking water. It runs off of JP-8 or diesel fuel or whatever the case may be.
WD-40.
Hey, that diesel plane will roll up with some 20-inch fucking rims, dude.
Okay.
It'll be lifted like this.
The thing is, I mean...
I'm sorry.
He's wanting us, the American people, to set back and run our homes off of solar, plug our cars in.
Don't you have solar panels?
It's better that I bought my solar panels than pay a freaking crooked ass electric company that told me, oh, we're going to put solar panels in and charge you $50 a year, and you'll get a $5 credit every month, and you'll have your own solar panel. I'm sorry. There is more than probably 250 people on that electric company, and you go look at their freaking solar field. I bet you anything there's 5 or 6 people that are paying for that one freaking solar panel. Okay? Mm-hmm. 5 or 6 freaking people. Well, yeah, I got 22 freaking solar panels, but I'm the one that's benefiting from those. I'm not paying them.
Yeah, but it cost you to get them.
Yes, it did.
So you
and in the long run, I'm going to save money. It's going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know something? It's an investment. And that's all. I mean, that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you said he sold the damn place, so I mean, maybe he's telling you to do all this for a reason. Like, they're gonna come shut your ass down. Be prepared.
Who's gonna shut me down?
Another country. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he wants off-grid cars.
Oh, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
You
like,
know something?
Solar panels, electric cars.
Do you know, right, I went to Speedway the other day, down there in Heroin. Or Harry on.
Which one? There's three.
The one there on 309?
It's 309.
Oh, is it Marion? Or some shit?
The high school. Right across the street from the high school. It's okay. Sad you live in that damn town and don't know where 309 is.
We call 309 By Harding. That's what 309 is called. It's called By Harding.
Hey, you hear how passionate he is? Hey, you don't know it!
Okay, anyway.
God, passion.
Slid my card in. And what happened? It wouldn't work.
Where are we at?
Oh, God. Don't do it. Don't
in Marion? No, I know in Marion, but where?
By Harding.
Where's that?
This high school. If you don't know that, we're done with you.
The high school?
You ain't going to figure it out by then.
Anyway.
Okay.
I could sit here and tell you where it's at, and you would still be like, huh?
I wanted to know what specifically.
But it's a Speedway.
I heard you.
Okay, it's a goddamn gas station. Jesus, good Lord.
Jeez.
Follow the fucking story.
I am.
Now.
God.
So I tell them, I don't tell them. I tell Brandy, I said, will you go in there and tell them idiots that one of them needs to come out here? I've had my card in this machine for like 20 minutes. Okay? So she goes in, she tells them, they come out. I wasn't going to leave the freaking pump with my card in it. And she was already in there, coming back out.
Right.
She turned around and went back in. She said, the guy told me to get your card and bring it in because since they've sold it, then they are been having problems. And I said, since they sold it? And she said, yeah, I don't know. So apparently some foreign country or foreigners from another country bought the Speedway name. So it's probably going to be called Habib's freaking convenience store and gas station.
Habib does own it, but it's called 7-Eleven. All the Speedway's items now all say 7-Eleven on them. Like, everything is...
Okay, so you mean to tell me that freaking 7-Eleven and Speedway... Do you know something? 7-Eleven at one time,
Speedway, the exact
at one time, 7-Eleven was the place, and then somebody come in and bought out the gas stations
when
and called them
Speedways. All of
these
guys came back, buddy, and all of their cousins, too. Because all these
you know, the sad part is...
That's fine.
This, and that is where I'm saying that the
they sold fucking Megamoo to these people. Oh, my dogs are gray now. Hot dogs, great. Can't even eat there no more. Upsetting. It was my favorite spot. They had the blue sherbet. No one has fucking blue sherbet. They do. They did. It was delicious. Went got a blue sherbet, 2-foot-long conies. Both my conies, grayer than the damn sky out there. Like, it was just horrible. Horrible gray. Mush, too. When you bit into it, it was just like a bunch of fucking nasty mush in my mouth. And then the ice cream, it was like licking a fucking ice cube, just water. It was blue, but it didn't taste blue. Like, it was
what
awful.
Does blue taste like?
Blue tastes like blue raspberry, you know? It tastes really good. It's supposed to taste really good, you know? Real sweet, a little sour, you know? No, it tastes like ice
but
water.
But see, and that's the problem.
Did me shitty.
And that's the problem.
They bought the fucking Genovas, too.
Genovas?
They took the Genovas. It was right there, Fair Park Pizza. They took both of them, son of a bitches. They came in hot. They took out 3 TJs, a fucking, the Jack's drive-thru.
You they sound like they strapped a bomb to themselves.
They just
in
came in this motherfucker.
I like bomb.
And you know something?
Since,
and you know this bad part
since
is?
COVID, since 2020, in 4 years, the whole town has been bought.
And you know what the sad part is?
What do you say they're doing all that for, so that way whenever the end of the world comes, they can blow up all the gas stations?
Yes. It is... This country is going to be taken over from the inside out.
Well, it's gonna start at my town, buddy, because they're everywhere. Kaboom!
No, I mean, and the sad part is, and the thing that I cannot get people to understand is just like you guys. You guys are sitting here laughing, thinking it's funny. You guys think that it's funny, like it's a fucking joke.
What the hell can we do about it?
I can't do a goddamn thing about
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Okay,
so what
but
do
the
you
problem
expect?
Is. Like you said earlier, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if enough... See, here's the thing. Everybody wants to sit back and say, this is funny. This is funny. Ha, ha, ha. There's this taken over, that taken over. Ha, ha, ha. I understand that...
He's talking about us.
No, I'm not talking about you, so you need to fucking stop because you're beginning to fucking piss me off. I'm just telling you. There are too many damn people that want to sit back and watch our country go to fucking shit because they, well, there's nothing I can do about it. That is what the Democratic Party has been doing to this fucking country since the goddamn 80s. They have been driving people to believe that there's nothing they can do. Had a discussion with somebody not too long ago. That person's wife said, well, Biden and Biden's wrong now. This wife is a big fucking Biden supporter. But she says that this country can never be shut down. The borders could not be shut down because here's her fucking argument. The American people are too fucking lazy. If they shut the fucking border down, the only thing is this country would go fucking upside down, backwards, and be broken. No fucking time at all because it's the Mexican people, not Mexican, I'm sorry, what do you call them?
Arabians?
Hispanic, or whatever they are. Pretty much the people that are coming across the southern border are what's keeping this country afloat right now. Well, I say, push them son of a bitches out, and if you want to be that lazy, that you're going to let a foreign country come into our country and take it over, pack your shit and fucking go with them. Because if somebody needs a boat to get back to Mexico, I will gladly give them mine with a hole in the fucking bottom. Because I'm telling you, the American people are lazy because the Democratic Party has taken the American people and said, we will give you money for free to set a home and do not a damn thing. And we'll bring these Mexicans in. But the thing is, the only reason they're bringing the Mexicans and the foreigners in is because the foreign countries now own this country because they're giving the higher-ups this big amount of freaking money to keep their mouth shut and let it happen. Everybody wants to say there's a price for everything. Sad to say. But you know what? I would have argued, but up until I served my country... I thought this country couldn't be bought. But once I served my country and I got out and I opened my fucking eyes to what the goddamn politicians are doing, this country is up for sale to the highest bidder. And they'll chunk it off and sell it to whoever wants it. And it's people like you guys that sit back and think that shit is funny that are letting it happen. You think that by working, you're keeping it from happening. And you want to sit and you want to say, well, what can I do about it? How about spreading the word that, hey, you know what? If we stand up for our country and we push these people, maybe eventually somebody will open their damn eyes and start pushing.
Who's to say that we haven't already tried that and at this point it's pointless? That it's out of your own control is what I'm saying.
It's out of our control? It's out of our control? Yes. Let me tell you something. Okay? Let me tell you something. That is exactly what Audie Murphy could have done in World War II. He could have said, well, everybody's gone but me. I'll just lay here and die.
Well, that's what did he do?
One man said, I'm going to do everything I can. He came out alive, most decorated soldier of World War II. Army soldier of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
One man made a difference. One man made a difference.
I see what you're saying, but what I'm saying is they make the world to where you literally don't have the time to do that. The people who actually work that aren't benefiting, let's say the people who are benefiting off of the government and using the government basically mm-hmm. is what you're saying, that you're irritated about one of yes. the things. They aren't going to stand up and bitch about it because they'll lose those things that they're fucking benefiting from. The people who actually get up and go to work every day and bust their ass, they don't have the time to go out and preach what you're saying. You get what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
That we don't have the time to do that.
I get what you're saying. But how about this? How about people that work start going to the people over their head and saying, you know what? I've got to take a freaking drug test to pay for these people to sit at home.
Do you mean like bosses?
And do nothing?
Is that what you're talking
so,
about?
So, but what I'm saying is, the people that pay into these mm-hmm. things.
Who is it?
It's Kyle. I'm busy. I'll be out in a minute.
Yeah, here's good. The thing. The people that are paying into these benefits are not going to be the ones that are able to reap those benefits. Just like you. You're paying into Social Security. Is Social Security going to be there when you need it? Absolutely freaking not. Do you know why? Because there's somebody out there that laid in a freaking psychiatric doctor's floor and threw a fit at 22, 25, like a three-year-old that is now getting freaking Social Security because they're freaking not in the right frame of mind. How about this? How about instead of that? And I'm not saying that everybody that does that needs this. I'm just saying that there needs to be an effort to push those people off of public assistance. When I was a kid growing up, my mom had to serve lunch at a school.
Mm-hmm.
Because your grandmother, my mom, wasn't making enough, so she was getting public assistance. She had to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
If your grandfather was off of work and we were getting public assistance, he had to report to pick up freaking garbage on the back of a garbage truck to get food stamps, to get public assistance.
They don't do that
okay?
anymore.
They don't do that anymore. Do you know why? Because somewhere, somebody said, well, that's degrading. That is degrading. Well, if it's that fucking degrading, how about you go get a job? Because that was the idea. You work for the city. You work for the school systems. You work to get those public assistance. Okay? And if that was too degrading, then how about this? How about you apply to be a garbage man? How about you apply to be a runner at a school? A cafeteria worker at a school?
Things just aren't the way they used to be. That's...
I understand that things aren't the way they used to be, and I'm not saying that there's not progression. What I am saying is the government is forming a generation of people that can't think for themselves, doesn't want to do for themselves. They want to sit on their round asses and get a freaking handout. And I'm not saying everybody. And I'm not saying all of those that are on public assistance don't need it, because there are those out there that do. But I do believe that there are people that are taking advantage of our public assistance programs, and for the people that are paying taxes into that, the younger generation like yourself, there's going to be no Social Security for them because you've got too many people drawing it now.
Yeah.
In a country where if you're an alcoholic, you can get public assistance. If you're a drug addict, you can get public assistance. If you've got a tattoo on your neck and get turned down for a job, that it's public assistance.
Can I say something?
What?
What paid for my schooling?
What paid for your schooling?
Mm-hmm.
Public assistance did.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Public assistance isn't entirely always a bad thing, though.
And what did I just say? Did I just sit here and say that everybody was included in that, or
well,
that
just,
there are people?
I was
people,
just pointing out.
I understand
example.
That.
That's what I was doing.
No, what I feel you're trying to do is you're trying to categorize everybody, and I'm saying no. Not everybody that gets public assistance takes advantage of it. You had an opportunity to seize an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And you took that advantage and you said, I will take this little bit you will give me and I will do a lot with it.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is you're not setting and drawing food stamps. You're not drawing public assistance. You're food stamps and actual money. You're not doing that. You took a program that was offered to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, you know what? You give me that option. You give me that opportunity and I'll make something of it. The guy that's got the tattoo on his neck that can't get a job, I don't think there would be anything wrong with the government saying, oh, that tattoo's keeping you from getting a job? Well, here's a tattoo artist that will cover that up, or a hospital that will cover that up for a small amount of public assistance. Boom. Now you
like
can get a job.
Like a laser removal type thing?
Yes.
Shit.
Now
yeah,
you
see,
can get a job.
I agree with that. I feel like that would be
okay.
Useful. Then.
Here's another one. You're an alcoholic. Well, the government will pay for you to go to alcohol rehab. And you'll do this, 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 and this. But once we help you, we're done.
So like a one-strike deal?
Yes. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not a thing wrong with that. But there's too many people that are making public assistance a lifestyle. There's too many people doing that. And like I said, I understand there are people, whether they're mentally deformed,
mm-hmm.
whether they're physically deformed, whether, you know, they've been in a car accident and, you know, they're just... You know, they was able to work before, but they got in a car accident and it set them back. Well, now they just are of a young mental status. So, therefore, yes, there's nothing wrong with that. You've got those people like your grandfather that was out there freaking working, broke his freaking back. And now, you know, he was on Social Security disability. That's okay. He paid into it. He was only taking out what he had put in.
Yeah.
But there are too many people that are now setting and depending upon the government to raise their kids.
Lots of people. I know lots.
I think that some things, and I guess maybe I shouldn't get as frustrated about it, but I see people laughing about things.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at them and I'm like, why the hell are you laughing? You're losing your rights and you're laughing about it. You're losing your ability to have freedom. And it's funny to you. And I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry type of thing.
Yeah. I told you you're passionate.
I just wanted to tell you about my great hot dogs.
He's very passionate.
Man.
That's what it is. I told you you're just...
He said, well, you see what you just did?
Fucking...
It was fucking gray, all right? I'm pissed.
But... enough about all that. Anything anyone wants to talk about? Anyone wants to talk about this? You think so?
Oh, for sure. This will be your highest view yet. Because everything he said, there's billions of people that like to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
And his opinion, it's not like he cared. So, you know, they're on that shit.
You know he fucking did the whole time he was
talking. They're on that shit. They like shit like that. I mean, well, that's something people like.
And the thing is you younger guys, if you guys would say, hey, you know what? That ain't right. That's not right, you know. Hey, you know what? My grandfather, my great-grandfather, my aunt, my uncle, my brother served our country, and you're trying to take these rights away from us? And no. You know, just like you said, squeaky wheel gets the oil. I mean, come on. What do we got? I mean, we've got... if you... You can be what you want to be, and it's none of your business. Just don't try to push the garbage on me, you know. And I'm not trying to push, you know, what people would consider the garbage that I'm talking about. If it's garbage to them, that's fine. I don't care. But, guys, God created a rainbow, and I'm sorry to say, God can't even have a rainbow anymore because there's been a squeaky wheel that's now got that oil.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, they've now, there is no, now a kid can't even draw a rainbow without somebody thinking that they're supportive of something or another.
There's two.
So, and they actually have a month. So, come on now. All right, enough about my rants.
Where are we at?
57.
Oh, right on time.
Right on time.
Right on time to the end of it. Damn.
Well, that was quick.
That was, wasn't it?
That time flew on that.
Well, I guess,
sign us off, Captain.
Hope everyone enjoyed the Murphy Show. Peace out.